Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. It's the two of us. I've got some things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. Just want to talk to you directly. Have our own little convo here. And today I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about the CEO's job in your business. You know, for a long time now, for pretty much close to 20 years, I've been encouraging you to think about the jobs, the tasks, the assignment of the CEO, the chief executive officer in your business. And I'm not talking about the owner. I'm not talking about the founder. I'm not talking about the manager. I'm talking about the CEO, the chief executive officer. You heard of the C-suite? Well, that's the top job in the C-suite. This is the person where, you know, a buck stops on this person's desk. But there are jobs that the CEO has to do, and that are different than any other job. And it's not difficult for as a small business owner. It's not difficult for you to understand the role of a general manager, because that assignment comes with. It comes preloaded every day, right? With all the day-to-day operational stuff, it's loaded up. You unlock the door, and it hits you right between the eyes, right? It's preloaded, I call it. And it's always chock full of actions and reactions. Okay, what are we going to do today? And, of course, sometimes you get to do those things, but oftentimes some of those things get derailed by things you have to react to. You didn't know a customer was going to have a problem. You didn't know a shipment wasn't going to come in. You didn't know a check wasn't going to arrive as it was promised. But it's another matter to get that same person who handles the day-to-day operational stuff, it's another matter to get that same person to isolate a CEO's strategic foresight, those assignments, the foresight assignments, to isolate those from a manager's tactical tasks that are required to open the doors and serve customers every day. It's difficult to separate those strategic foresight assignments from the tactical tasks. That's the issue. A CEO's job is to carve out and commit to the time, the energy, and the assets to develop the strategy, not the tactics. That's the manager's job. But to develop the strategy that will make sure the business's doors are still being opened next year and the year after. The things that are put in place well in advance that hopefully will eliminate and prevent crisis management. Long-term thinking, the deployment of assets, the hiring of people, the moving of around of all the different players on the desk, all right, on the board, on the checkerboard or the chessboard, whatever you play. All those things. So let's talk about what I call the three focal points of the job of a CEO. First, the CEO has to say, where have we been? A business's history is like the taproot of a tree, anchoring against marketplace winds while it delivers experience nutrients to green shoots of opportunity. And those successes are celebrated. All the successes are celebrated. Past mistakes inform those who plan the future. So you celebrate the mistakes. Everybody does that. But the mistakes, I'm sorry, you celebrate the successes, but the mistakes are the ones that the CEOs really focus on, because that's part of the future. Those become part of the future. How to avoid those in the future, right? Successful CEOs use history as invaluable guidance. about what works and what doesn't work. Second thing is, that was where have we been? Now, where are we now? Yes, managers know when the business where the business is now. They all, managers know that. But only from the perspective of inside their four walls. A CEO status quo perspective, where are we now, is best viewed from 30,000 feet. You got to get into orbit, which is to say outside the four walls. The CEO manages the business from outside the four walls, while the manager, the general manager, manages the business from inside the four walls. So these two first two points are the curriculum and what I call the curriculum and the obstacle courses of the CEO boot camp. And since they include information also known to a manager, it's understandable why a manager owner believes that they think they're actually doing the job of the CEO. But adding this next focal point to the CEO's assignment, this is what separates managers from strategists, amateurs from pros, and ultimately success from that other thing. So where are we going? First we had where have we been, then where are we now, and this is the real separator of the CEO from the manager. Where are we going? This is the advanced course. This is where small business owners who desire more than mere success, they want repeatable, sustainable success. Learn and practice the elite work of a professional CEO. But these tasks are the most difficult for a small business CEO to accomplish because they're best performed outside of the proximity of the operational trenches, which is hard for small business CEOs to get, to do. So finding the answer to where are we going is CEO heavy lifting. It requires exchanging a manager's blue hat for a CEO's white one, which means being intentional, disciplined, and committed to allocating time and resources to the job of the real CEO. If you're going to find out where we're going, you have to allocate the time and the resources that help you get outside of the four walls so you can do that. So that those are the three perspectives. Next time we talk about this, I'm going to devote to where are we going, this last thing. I'm going to talk more about what I call the big four factors of being a CEO: bricks, clicks, people, and capital. Next time we talk about this, I'm going to talk about the big four. Those are the big, most important things that a CEO has to pay attention to when they get outside their four walls. Remember, being the CEO of your small business is as difficult as it is non-negotiable. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.